Hello, everyone. Welcome to season two of Lovegasm. Summer's here. We have been on hiatus, as some of you may have noticed, as we wrapped up season one and took a look at what everyone's asking for, what you liked about the podcast, what you want more of. And we've decided to tell our stories a little bit differently in season two. We are going to ask some really big, important questions about love, sex, sexual health, intimacy, and how to make love more. Questions like, what is Tantra? Should I have casual sex? Do soulmates exist? What is self-love? And a few other really amazing and important questions. To answer these questions, we will continue to interview extraordinary guests who are not only practitioners of love education and sexual health education, but are also incredibly introspective and open for extended dialogue. The episodes will be a little different. You'll hear more storytelling, but don't worry. The full-length interviews will always be available for a donation and a download at lovesummers.com/lovegasm. Or you can send an email to lovegasm@lovesummers.com for instructions on how to download the full-length interviews. Thanks for listening, everyone, and keep letting us know what we can do on Lovegasm to help you make love more. This is Summers McKay, and you're listening to Lovegasm, a podcast where I interview leading experts on topics of sexual health and intimacy in an effort to provide educational and inspirational content with the goal of inspiring you to make love more. On today's show, Tantra. You've probably heard this word before, and like me, you had no idea what it actually meant. I was on a hike with my friends, women who are very well-rounded and well-informed in the field of sex, and they didn't know what it was all about either. Is it mystical and spiritual? A new way to connect to your partner? Or is it something that just Sting does and involves massive orgies? It turns out Tantra is much more than it seems.
What it really is basically a discipline of the soul.
That's Anita DeFrancesco.
So basically I'm a relationship consultant, and then the tools I'm using are basically a lot of the Tantra yoga tools.
And Anita didn't start out as a tantric expert.
I went on to study, you know, medical things. I worked in a hospital. I was an x-ray technologist. I became a psychotherapist. I became a massage therapist. And then I got into yoga.
And she's been doing it since and hasn't looked back. So what is Tantra? How did it come about? How do you practice it? How do you implement it into your relationship? And why should you do it? These are the questions we are going to be answering on Lovegasm today. Stay with us. This episode of Lovegasm is brought to you by Coconut All Over Lube. Have you ever thought about using coconut oil as your intimate lubricant? We hadn't until I started researching some of the really outstanding benefits that coconut oil can bring to your intimate experience. It not only has antimicrobial and antibacterial properties, but it also tastes really good and feels really good. So that's why I invented Coconut All Over Lube. You can shop for it at lovesummers.com and learn all about the reasons why Coconut All Over Lube is better for you and will help you make love more. So let's start out real basic. What is Tantra?
But Tantra generally really is an old ancient yoga that originated from India.
Tantra is arguably the oldest known art of sacred sexuality practice today. The true story of the origins of Tantra are obscure to say the least. The various versions of it include Tantra as being a well-organized system from some factions of Hinduism. Others say it came from Buddhist sects. Still, others say it gradually developed from communities within small East Indian villages. The word Tantra is a Sanskrit word of two parts. The prefix, tan, means to expand, join, or weave. The latter part, tra, means tool. Therefore, the definition of the term Tantra is a tool to expand, liberate, and bring together.
And it has, the beliefs are, you know, about meditation, ritual. What it really is basically a discipline of the soul. It's really spiritual work. It is not sexual work.
This was a really important point for Anita.
People really think Tantra is an orgy, and it isn't. It's a unification about expanding your spirit and mind. And how do we do that? We do this through many different practices.
We'll get back to that in a second. But first, I wanted to find out from Anita why she practices Tantra.
Well, the advantages of Tantra spiritual practice helps one to become less judgmental in life. You self-love is a very, very difficult thing. And people seem to think they self-love themselves, but self-loving yourself is really letting go of the judgment towards yourself.
So that sounds great. I am always trying to broaden my worldview, trying to accept myself more, trying to understand self-love. That's, after all, why we're producing Lovegasm. But Anita also mentioned that one of the goals of Tantra was to harmonize your male and female energies.
There's the male and female in each and every one of us.
Tantra is defined through two separate energy spectrums. They're known as male, female, yin, and yang. But they're traditionally referred to as
Shiva and Shakti.
Two Indian deities. Shiva represents the male energies, and Shakti represents the female.
The female energies are more embracing, more opening up to the sacredness and the fluidity, where in the male energies, they're more grounding, more surrendering. Everyone has the Shiva and Shakti. So this, combining these two, the yin and yang that lives in all of us, we can awaken from suppression and we can surrender more to our emotional body. Some people stay connected more to one side of themselves than the other.
Okay, so let's recap. We've got this Indian spiritual practice that emphasizes meditation, ritual, and connection to yourself and your partner. Anita has a way to implement it, and her method is a lot more simple than you may think.
So basically, if someone is just a single person that wants to get on to, say, the spirit of Tantra, they should start out with yoga. Breathing and meditation are a way to begin, but you must do something with the body. They can even take Tai Chi, as long as they work a discipline of the body.
Now, you can totally do meditation and breathing exercises by yourself, and that's all fine and good. But this is Lovegasm, and as Anita mentioned at the beginning of the episode, she's a relationship consultant who uses the framework of tantric yoga as a tool. And I was personally really interested to find out how couples could use it to enhance their connection.
Like, take a night out.
Basically, if a couple wants to have a truly cherishing experience, Anita recommends setting the intention of giving good attention and whole attention a week prior.
It begins with the week before, of how he treats her, how he talks to her, what he does to relieve the stress from her life.
And then you're going to choose to do something good or kind for your partner each and every day.
Maybe he's the one who takes out the trash every day. Well, let him take it out for that week.
And then at the end of that prep time, at the end of that week where you've given and practiced, you're going to have a celebratory evening that is all about your partner, that you get to create. A tantric practice that Anita recommends is called the bath goddess ritual.
What we want to do is give her what we call a bath ritual. And a bath ritual where he is fully present with her, he's fully clothed, he puts her in the tub, bathes her down, brings her to the bed. But it doesn't begin with just that evening. The activities that happen, setting this intention the week before, these things are all practice. And I'm not saying it's going to go on all the time, but we start to cultivate all of this and that it can be part of the relationship.
There are also smaller, more contained tantric yoga exercises that Anita recommends for those of us who don't have bathtubs. Something as simple as eye gazing.
When two people look in the eyes, which is a very bonding exercise, it can be frightening, it can be fearful and uncomfortable because there's a lot of shame there that people are hiding. When we eye gaze, that's one exercise that helps to take away, remove some of this armor, because the eyes have a way of, just through staring at another person, of softening. And when this softening happens, there's a bonding that happens. So when the bonding happens, whether this person be just a friend or a stranger, there can be a sense of the heart opening. And there can be a sense of, wow, I understand what love is. I'm not in love with this person. I don't even know this person. But I understand what love is. And that's the beginning, understanding love.
If you want to get more physically intimate with your partner during these tantric exercises, well, you can do that too.
So the abhyam is a where the woman wraps her legs. They're seated on pillows, and she wraps her legs around him. And they bring their foreheads together, and they start to breathe, which we call the cobra breathing, where you're breathing in the nose, all the way in the nose, and then you exhale out the mouth. But you're flexing and extending your spine as you do this, and he has a hand on her mid-back, and she has a hand on his mid-back. Start to move your body while she's rocking her pelvis. And this exercise alone can just create a sacred space between two people.
All right. Now that sounds like a position I am definitely going to give a try. In fact, my husband and I have that on the calendar this weekend. But what have we learned so far? It's been a pretty interesting discovery that Tantra isn't that elusive. In fact, it's very much accessible to everyone. It's about being mindful and committing and connecting to your partner. And more importantly, perhaps, connecting to yourself. Really being open, whether it's through eye gazing or a week of generosity to one another. It's about taking a practice of kindness and caring and commitment. It's not just some crazy orgy. When I told my listeners that I would be interviewing a Tantra expert, my audience got really excited. So here's a question I got from one of my listeners.
Hi, Anita. My name's Sienna Marie, and I am curious about whether or not Tantra can work for threesomes. Can you use Tantra in a threesome? Is that a practice, or is it only for couples?
Well, this is a very good question, because Tantra, first of all, it depends on the type of threesome you're having. Now, if you're just out for the sex in a threesome, it still can work, but it depends if you work with this person. I don't know if you've heard of polyamory, but polyamory is a form of work where a third person comes in and there's a lot of tantra preparation that happens about jealousy and things like that, that we try to remove that and have a better understanding so that the three people can have what we call a pod. And the pod would be where the three people are, you know, exchanging love, and they may meet more often than just the one time. So with the polyamory in mind, the tantra does have a role there. If you're just a couple that goes out to, say, a swingers place and you meet another person and you just want to have a threesome, if you're just doing that for that moment, then no, it's not anything you're going to be doing. So the couple has the tantra going on and they can allow to extend their love to another person. But the best way to do it is in a polyamory community or people that are polyamory minded or look into that so that the third person can also be a part of it.
During my talk with Anita, I learned a lot about tantric yoga, how it's about the strengthening of the relationship with yourself and your partner, all the different exercises you can do, and that it's something not only reserved for Sting, but for anyone who wants to deepen their connection with themselves. And I was really curious to know how Anita had personally changed since she became a Tantra expert.
Really teach my partner that I'm with now how to communicate and how to be honest, how to communicate at a deeper level and right up front. And if we have some anger, how to not take that out on each other, because it can be very debilitating in the relationship. With emotions are very delicate. I always have them. I'll say, look in my eyes and tell me that. Talk to me, look in my eyes. Because a lot of time, the partner, they doesn't want to look in the eyes, and then the connection is not really, doesn't get as authentic as it could be. And I say, well, let's take our anger. We have some anger. We need to work it through. So I'll do some exercise with him. But mostly, the most important thing that I have learned for myself and teaching my partner that communication and honesty are number one.
Well, that's a word we all need to spend more time focusing on, communication. We all know that when we look at our partners and talk to them and commit to them and understand the process and experience they're going through, that the relationship gets better, that we're increasing our opportunities for lovegasms. So if you can take away from this really fascinating conversation with Anita, one practice that you're willing to commit to in this next week, whether it's eye gazing or taking out the trash every day for your partner without needing acknowledgement, then I think we've done our job to help you make love more. Hey everyone, Summer's here. Thank you so much for listening to our conversation with Anita DeFrancesco and our discussion of Tantra. As always, the full-length interview is available for you if you're interested in learning more. All you have to do is go to lovesummers.com/lovegasm, and you'll see instructions there for the donation-based download. You can also send an email to lovegasm@lovesummers.com to download our latest full-length interview. Thanks for listening, and keep helping us understand what we can do to help you make love more.
Lovegasm is produced by Greg Corbin and is a production of Summer's Love Company. Thank you to our production coordinator and editor, Daniel Peterschmidt. Our theme music was composed by Jesse Taub. I'm Summer's McKay. Thanks for joining me for this conversation, and we hope we've inspired you to make love more. Join us next time on Lovegasm.